Got some new toys here at synthstudio.com. First, we have the Electrovoice RE27 microphone that my family was amazing enough to get me for my birthday back on March 12th. It's probably a bit overkill given what I do here, but those of you that know me know that I have a tendency to always go for the absolute best hardware I can get my hands on. Anyway, I was previously using a Shure PG58 microphone that I picked up years ago for like 60 bucks. I was happy enough at the time to just be able to talk to people. The problem was I pretty much had to swallow the thing to get decent pickup when speaking in a normal voice. That mic was just not designed to be used for recording casual speech. Also, it subsequently just picked up too much room noise, further drowning out my feeble attempts to communicate. So I did some research, I asked some of my friends what they were using. One of my friends uses the Rode NT1A pretty much all the time, and it sounds great, and it's priced pretty good, but I saw some video reviews of it, and I just didn't feel like it would work good for me, how I wanted to use the mic. I like to be able to move away from the mic. I don't want to have to always be sitting right, you know, that 6 to 8 inches in front of the mic, especially if I'm trying to play World of Warcraft or something. It's kind of detrimental to being able to play a game or do anything else. So I came across Mark Jensen's review of the old RE20 and the new RE27, and I was pretty much sold the second he showed me how you can pretty much just move the mic anywhere and talk at it from any angle, and it just picks up fantastically all the time. Another new toy is the M-Audio Axiom 61 keyboard, which so far has been a lot of fun. I was amazed when I found out while screwing around that it has channel aftertouch. I wasn't expecting that, and more surprised when my old D550s supported aftertouch. I mean, I suppose they should have. It was a pretty common feature at the time too, I guess, even though that does go back all the way to 87. It's opened up a whole new world of amusement with the D550s, and I guarantee there will be some recordings of the hilarity that will ensue from that in the very near future. On a side note, I'm in a hotel recording this on my laptop instead of home on my main recording PC and mixer, so I can hear the sound quality is not quite as good as I'd like, and that should be better in the future.